This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Joseph Schumpeter is alive and well and has been spotted on the streets of New York this week. New York City is doing away with its payphones and replacing them with free Wi-Fi kiosks, 7,500 of them. From WNYC in New York, Jessica Gould reports.
Here in New York City, the future is calling.
This is going to be the fastest and largest free municipal network in the world.
Colin O'Donnell is the chief technology officer for CityBridge, which is partnering with the city to rip out old payphones and put in high-speed internet instead. They're called links, 9.5-foot slabs that look like fancy mall directories. But they're actually hubs for Wi-Fi that will reach about a block and a half. They will include built-in tablet computers and phone chargers. You can use them to call anywhere in the U.S. for free. The first is already installed on a corner in the East Village, though it hasn't been switched on yet. Sitting at a Starbucks a few feet away, grad student Aaliyah Gutman says she's a fan.
It's interesting. I mean, it's going to be more useful than a payphone now.
But she's not sure how much she'll use it.
I'm not going to be sitting outside at a bus stop with my computer on the Wi-Fi, connecting to that and working there.
To pay for it, the kiosks will have ads, big ones, right there on the sidewalk. O'Donnell says those ads will raise enough to cover the free stuff with money left over for the company and the city. And city officials say all the free Wi-Fi fits with their mission to give more poor people access to the internet. But the new kiosks do have their critics. Some worry about private information flowing out over the public Wi-Fi. Others say they'll miss the old payphones. But officials say the network will be as safe as any public Wi-Fi. People can opt for encryption. And for the people who still love those Superman-style phone booths, three of them are staying put, even as the rest go up, up, and away. In New York City, I'm Jessica Gould for Marketplace.